realizing that I'm him, and that's all I've ever been, and that's all I can continue to be, and that I'm actually blessed to be him, is a wonderful realization on account of the fact that you could contrast it with who I am not, but who I've been deceived into believing that I am. And to preface all of that, you know, I think people, like I said, I think people exist in dichotomies or in pairs or in twos. You is two, who you believe yourself to be and who you are perceived to be. And the latter is absolutely despicable. And the more that you are able to match one to the other, the better your overall quality of life will be for the rest of your life. But to cut a long story short, I realized that I am not the one that's playing second fiddle. I am not someone's consolation prize. I am not someone's silver medal. I am not someone's cycle ender. I am not someone's nice guy. I'm me. I'm Andre. I'm 24. I have a very stable job and many, many career prospects should I decide to pursue them. I have many friends. I have interests. I have hobbies. I have perspectives to travel. I have life savings. And I do not have that many belongings either. But the ones that I do have, I not only treasure, but I try to make the most out of. I am a lot of things, but I thought I was something that I was not. And that's what got me down. There is a loop that I closed that tried to open itself up again, and I did not let it, and I will not let it. I don't think I'll ever let it. Everything else is ephemeral, but the only person that's going to be there, that has been there for me from my cradle until my grave, is going to be me. I'm him. I've been him, and I will continue to be him. At the end of the day, I'm me.